This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Every minister can tell you about the first wedding he conducted and the first funeral. Both were about at the same time. I was 19 or 20, if you can believe that. I was the weekend youth minister of a church in Florence, Kentucky for 7 years. I started my sophomore year of college. I started doing weddings and funerals pretty young. But the first funeral that I conducted, I was just 19 years old and was asked to do the funeral of a 12-year-old girl, daughter of an attorney in the congregation. And the minister was not only out of town, he was out of state in Oklahoma. He couldn't get back in time to do the funeral, so the family shocked me and said, "Would you do the service?" I said, "I've never done a funeral before in my life." And they said, "Will you try? Will you do it?" And I did, by the grace of God. You say, "Why are you talking about your first funeral, 12-year-old girl?" Today, we read in the Gospel of Mark where Jesus raises a 12-year-old girl from the dead. And not only does he do that, he heals a woman who for 12 years, I don't know if there's any significance to the 12-12 thing, but for 12 years had a major medical problem, and just touching the hem of the garment of Jesus, she's healed. And it's a continuation of our series called What Jesus Did, He Does. Jesus had authority over disease. He had authority over the demonic. He had authority over death. And I'm one person who honestly believes he still does have authority over the demonic and over disease and over death. And today we talk about meeting needs again and again because that's what Jesus did. We're in the Gospel of Mark, the 5th chapter. This is exactly where I left off last week, verse 21. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came in there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter's dead. Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child's not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means in Aramaic, "Little girl, I say to you, get up."
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.